So this Wednesday, we look at Mary. Next Wednesday, we look at Joseph. And then the Wednesday after that is the school Christmas program, just so we know where we're going. And when Gabriel announces to Mary that she's going to be pregnant very soon, she's quite blindsided. And the tricky thing about this moment is that if you're here, you've probably heard this story 1,000 times. And it's easy for something that you've heard over and over again to become so familiar, it actually becomes unfamiliar. And that's a real challenge, especially for Christmas. She, as you might imagine, has questions like how, when Gabriel says, hey, yeah, you're going to have a child, even though you're not married yet. And her question is completely understandable. And it's to be understood, like, in light of Gabriel announcing a very similar thing to Zechariah, who was going to father John the Baptist. Zechariah being old, his wife also being old and never having children, should have immediately noticed the similarities between him and his situation and Israel's deep past. It's something God has done several times. But with Mary, this is kind of new. And as far as I can tell, as far as we know, there is nothing in the Jewish writing from that period before or after that would suggest that the Holy One, the Messiah, would be born to a virgin. So her question is, honestly, it's probably the most logical thing in this section. And it raises kind of some other questions, because to me anyway, because Gabriel then explains that, if I can put it very almost crassly, your kid's going to be a really big deal. And he's going to save his people. And on the one hand, I mean, every mother, let alone every Jewish mother, will think that about her firstborn son. And if you've ever lived in the Northeast in the United States, that is hilarious, by the way. I got to tell you when to laugh. But nonetheless, how much of that did she understand? Because she obviously understood the words that Gabriel spoke to her. But it's one thing to know the words, and it's another thing entirely to understand what they mean on a deeper level. I mean, it isn't too far into Jesus' actual career that she and his siblings show up to bring him home, because they think that he's lost his mind. Which should tell us that she understood some of it, but not everything. He's going to save the world. But in the minds of that era, that means he's going to be a fighter, military leader of some kind. He's going to lead the Great War, or something in that vein. And that's obviously not what Jesus does. And there's a whole bunch of layers of irony here. And I mean irony in the literary sense. It isn't too long after she gives birth that the shepherds get the announcement. There's a big old army of angels that show up and say, he has been born. And they go and see her, and there's Mary, and I don't know if she's holding Jesus or he's in the manger because she's tired, which, fair enough. You would assume that they're staying with some other people, and there's others around. And only Mary and Joseph know how special and unique this birth was. They're the only ones that know. And they would be very wise to not say anything about that moment. And then she just had the kid. It's like, yeah, sure. I've heard that before. So there's lots of like knowing and not knowing happening here. And it reminds me of that that song that was written way back in the 1900s. Mary, Did You Know? I was like, wait for it. Mary, Did You Know? Mary, did you know that your son, your baby boy, will walk on water? Probably not. Did you know that your son will heal the blind? Maybe. There's some prophetic, like, that's kind of mentioned in the Hebrew prophets. Did you know that the son you delivered will soon deliver you? Maybe, but I doubt she understood exactly what that would have meant. Now, as an aside, I'm aware that our Catholic brothers and sisters do not particularly like this song because they would see Mary as not really needing to be delivered, which I think is strange. I'm a Lutheran for a reason. But anyway, just pointing that out in case it's on your mind. But there's a lot that Mary doesn't get. And I think at that point, there's only so much Gabriel could explain. Have you ever had somebody explain something complicated and involved and just, you know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes into it, just, you can't take in anymore? There's only so much that God can reveal of himself in any one moment. And I think that's part of the mystery that is Mary. She has been honored for 2,000 years, and rightfully so. For a very long time, we've called her in various circles the Theotokos, the God-bearer, the literal mother of God. And she was chosen for a reason. Why exactly is not entirely clear. She's 14 years old. That's a lot for a 14-year-old girl. They can't even drive yet. But there is something special about her. However, we shouldn't kid ourselves and think that she understood all of it. Nor should we just assume that she knew about the horror to come that she will witness. I think a helpful way to look at this, maybe from a perspective you aren't quite used to, comes from some assertion that I came across because I spend too much time on the internet sometimes, where somebody was saying, you know, if there was a God, there were self-identified atheists and very staunchly so, kind of obnoxiously so, to be honest, and they said, if there was a God, why would he not make it easy for me to understand who he is? Why would he not reveal himself to me in a way that is easy to understand? Now, that's not an argument. It's an assertion. It's a very interesting, almost deceptive one. Because what that question is asking is, why would it be difficult for the infinite all-creator of the universe to make himself fully or substantially known to a human being who frankly only lives for a pretty short amount of time and whose perspective is very limited, whose experiences are bound by language and culture, that maybe it's actually very, very, very difficult for God being God to reveal himself to us. To draw an analogy, what would it take for me to reveal my existence in its entirety to an ant? It can't be done. Because if it could be done, they wouldn't return to my kitchen every summer. Or we'll kind of up the ante a little bit. Could I reveal the entirety of my being to one of my cats? No. And frankly, I don't think they care. They care when they're hungry or they're cold. But could I explain to them like the depths of my feeling and thoughts? No, they will just find something else to do. In other words, we have ourselves kind of maybe a little bit of a glimpse into the challenge that Mary is set up with. The infinite all-creator of the universe has now hatched this plan that has apparently been brewing for a very long time. One that nobody really sees coming. Truly, nobody sees it ahead of time. There's no history of interpretation that originally sees the Messiah being born of a virgin. Those interpretations of Isaiah actually come after that. People look back and go, oh, it's been staring at us the whole time. But it didn't work the other way around. That maybe one of the reasons that Mary is so special is that she had a little bit more of a glimpse initially than anybody else. And then one of the reasons that makes her more accessible is that she didn't really understand either. And if I've learned anything over the years as both a pastor and a Christian, is that Jesus always has the capacity to surprise. And that any attempt to kind of put my ideas onto who I think Jesus should be, or who God should be, how God should do things, is laughable at best and, frankly, heresy at worst. So kind of rolling everything back up, this does actually feel like a really appropriate way to start Advent. This is the season where we wait for the coming of the King. And if you're able to articulate that we are waiting for the coming of the King, you're probably able to understand, or you probably already know, that his career will have a certain trajectory. He will live and be the presence of God on earth. And in fact, he is exactly who God is. If we were to take a human slice, a human-shaped slice of God, we would see Jesus, but Jesus is far more than just a human slice. He is the entirety, the fullness of God dwelling in a man. And that's going to set him on a trajectory of death and resurrection. Now, did Mary know all of that? No, of course not. Did she know that God was finally acting? He was finally moving? Yeah, that much was painfully clear. And I mean that literally. So maybe the first place to start is we now are in December and we are looking towards the birth of Jesus. Is to start maybe with what we know or what we think we know. But be ready for God to surprise. Because that which we can claim is fully God, that we understand, is by definition not God. So my prayer for us is that, like Mary, God would move us from the things that we know and don't understand to maybe at least a little bit more of an understanding of the depth of his love and his courage and his grace to write himself into the story of humanity in order to save us. And that's just the beginning. Merry Christmas.